From WGCU News, I'm John Davis. The Florida Department of Health is reporting a surge of more than 500 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 in one day, bringing the current total number of cases in Florida to 1,977. The death toll has increased to 23 people. The South Florida counties of Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach remain the epicenter of the outbreak in the state, accounting for more than half of all cases in Florida. President Donald Trump approved Governor Ron DeSantis's major disaster declaration Wednesday and has ordered federal assistance to support state and local recovery efforts in areas affected by the coronavirus. According to a White House statement, the action makes federal funding available for crisis counseling for affected individuals in all areas of the state of Florida. It also makes federal funding available to state, tribal, and eligible local governments and certain private nonprofit organizations for emergency protective measures for all areas of the state impacted by COVID-19. Health officials say the biggest issue facing Florida's healthcare system right now is a lack of protective equipment like masks, gowns, and gloves. As health reporter Abe Abaraya reports, millions of masks are expected to come into the state in the next few weeks.
Jared Moskowitz is the state's director of emergency management. During a press briefing at the Orange County Convention Center, Moskowitz said the state had ordered 7.8 million N95 masks and asked the federal government for another 2 million to tide them over from the Strategic National Stockpile. Moskowitz says the state is working to fill 5,000 requests from hospitals, healthcare facilities, and police and fire departments for protective equipment.
Making sure, obviously, that we're serving the most critical needs first in hospitals and nursing homes and ALFs and first responders, obviously, that, you know, we're running down to a last couple days of PPE.
Governor Ron DeSantis says it's imperative for the state to make sure healthcare workers have protective equipment so that workers can continue caring for sick patients. I'm Abe Abaraya in Orlando.
The Florida Department of Health begins screening passengers arriving at Southwest Florida International Airport in Fort Myers this morning as a way to mitigate the spread of COVID-19. Following an executive order from Governor DeSantis targeting airline passengers coming to Florida from New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, screenings began at five other airports in Florida on Tuesday. Those include the Miami, Tampa, Orlando, Jacksonville, and Fort Lauderdale airports. DeSantis's executive order requires travelers arriving in the state from the New York tri-state area to isolate for 14 days upon arrival in Florida and to be prepared for additional monitoring by health officials. The news press reports travelers will be required to fill out an airport traveler form. Failure to complete the form or to comply with isolation or quarantine orders is a violation of Florida law. Lee County commissioners held an emergency meeting Wednesday to discuss the county's response to the COVID-19 outbreak. Lee Health CEO Larry Antonucci explained that models they've seen make it clear that county residents need to social distance to the highest degree in order to not overwhelm the healthcare system. Commissioners say they are putting in place a social media and advertising campaign to discourage people from visiting the area until the crisis is over. Park rangers will remind people not to gather in groups and to keep their distance. The county commissioners will meet again Monday to determine whether they need to take more drastic policy action. The Florida Department of Health in Manatee County opens a drive-through coronavirus testing site this morning at the Bradenton Area Convention Center. The testing will be free, but in order to get tested, people need a valid photo ID, proof of Manatee County residency, and a prescription from a healthcare provider. The health department has 200 testing kits to be used over the course of 4 days of collecting specimens between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. today through Sunday. The Herald Tribune reports today is already booked up. Results are expected to take about 4 days. Under a federal coronavirus relief measure passed last week, states have been given the authority to extend Medicaid to help pay the costs of COVID-19 testing for uninsured residents. However, it's unclear whether Florida will take advantage of the new policy, which would allow the full cost of testing uninsured adults to be borne by the state Medicaid program. Florida is one of 14 states that did not expand Medicaid under the Federal Affordable Care Act. As such, Florida has roughly 800,000 residents who are in what many call a coverage gap because they are too poor to qualify for subsidies on the Federal Health Insurance Exchange, but earn too much to qualify for Medicaid. Governor Ron DeSantis said Florida will make sure people get free tests, but the policy discussion needs to be saved for later.
We will make sure people have access to that test, and then if they need access to care. And so some of these other things, we'll figure out a way to pay for it.
During this year's legislative session, Florida lawmakers authorized the State Department of Health to spend $52 million to respond to the coronavirus, $27 million of which is federal funding. Meanwhile, the recently passed federal law also increases by 6.2% the federal contribution used to fund Medicaid. And Publix grocery stores are going to start installing plexiglass partitions in all stores to help reduce the spread of COVID-19. The news press reports the partitions will be at registers, customer service desks, and pharmacies, and installation is expected to be finished within the next 2 weeks. Publix stores are open from 7 to 8 a.m. on Tuesdays and Wednesdays for senior shoppers 65 and older, and store hours have changed to 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to give employees time to sanitize and restock shelves. This is WGCU News.